this call with us. We want you to continue to call in. Let's have a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we love you, we bless you, we magnify you, we thank you so much for waking us up this morning with a mind to serve you, Father God. We do appreciate you. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts. We thank you for Pastor V. We thank you for the Diaz de Leon family. We thank you for the Artist Life family. We thank you for the TMC call. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing, for what you did in the past, and we thank you for our future. We love you so much, and we bless your holy name. Now, Father God, we want you to have your way on this call, for you said, well, two or three are gathered in your name, you in the midst, so we thank you for being in the midst of us today, Father God. We love you so much, and we need you. Now, Father, speak through the speaker. Let your word fall on good ground, that it may bring forth some 30, 60, 100 fold, Lord God, and we will forever give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Have thine own way. In Jesus' name, amen. Host, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me, Minister Wanda?
I hear you, my sister, loud and clear. Take it away.
Praise God. Thank you so much for greeting the people this morning, this Trust in the Lord Thursday. And also, thank you for opening us up in prayer. And I, along with Minister Wanda, this is Minister Robin here in New Jersey. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Master's Call. Our call was founded by two awesome women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we say thank you, Lord Jesus, for their faithfulness to you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, victorious women of God. Well, we stand on a scripture that's located in Psalms 88:13, and it reads, but to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. And that's what this call is all about. That's how this call and why this call was founded. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Our theme also is, in 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. And if you would like to find out more about us, we have a website address for you. You can go to our website. You can read the bios. You can, the bios of the speaker. You can also download the messages and find out more about what we do. The website address is www.themasterscall.net. www.themasterscall.net. And if you feel led of the Lord to be part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, just like what Minister Wanda did as a host, which is what I'm doing now, or if you would like to share the word, or even have us take your praise reports, and most importantly, your prayer requests, you can email us at info@themasterscall.net. That is info@themasterscall.net. And many of us are part of a phenomenal company, Artists International. It was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 26 years ago, and we are now Artist Life, and we have great products that are assisting people to become healthier. We do not make any medical claims, but our products work, and if you would like to hear more about them, we have the New Morning Motivational Call. It tells immediately after this call, and today is Testimony Thursday. You'll have an opportunity to hear individuals tell you what has happened, what has changed with their lives and also their customers. That number is 712-770-4005. The PIN code is 294-617-POUND. And not only that, I do want to let everyone know we are having Artist Extravaganza. It's going to be held in Los Angeles, California on February 17th through the 19th, 2017. Can you believe that? 2017. And also for our pre-conference calls, many of our T-Mobile and our Metro PC users, you're being charged for the conference call. There's a bridge number so that charge can be eliminated. And that number is 951-262-7373#. You have to dial that before the number. Again, 951-262-7373#. Dial that before you dial the number. And if complications are still occurring, the matter is being looked into. Not only that, we have another event that is going to take place, and I want to share that information with you. The Dallas team on November 5th, it is November is Diabetes Awareness Month, but our Dallas team, they are having an event, and the event is on November 5th from 10 a.m. until 11:30 a.m. It is going to be held at 9304 Forest Lane in Dallas. It's going to be in Suite N Like Nancy 151. And if you're interested and would like to find out more about it, you can RSVP at 972-672-0009. Again, the Dallas team is inviting you on November 5th, 2016, between 10 and 11:30 to join them. Find out more about diabetes because this is Diabetes Awareness Month. And that's information you can share with your team, too. So make sure if you're in the area, try to stop by 9304 Forest Lane in Dallas, Texas. Suite N Like Nancy 151 at RSVP at 972-672-0009. Well, I'm going to come back and I'll announce those announcements again, but let me tell you about the man of God, Pastor Chuck Brown. We are just so grateful to have him as part of our team. He has a heart for the world. He is married to the love of his life. And his best friend, First Lady Marcia Brown, they are raising two extraordinary children, Charles III and Christina Eve. Pastor Chuck, he founded in 2004, he founded the Kingdom Builders Family Worship Center, and it's in Kenner, Louisiana. And the ministry has grown leaps and bounds, and it's cutting edge. He has a contemporary style of worship going on there. It is designed to win the lost to Christ and also to help believers. And Pastor Chuck, he's an author. He sings, he writes songs, he produces music, and he is a businessman. And he often states that his number one priority in life is making others better. And that's what drives him. In 2010, he released a powerful book, The Death of the Desperate Woman, and the book has taken the nation by storm. It reached over many, many countries, 9-plus countries, and the strength of this life-changing book, it was a witness at the Essence Festival where Pastor Chuck, he achieved the milestone of best-selling author. Praise God. Glory to God. And this was at the Essence Award in 2010. The book has been revised in 2014. He is a sought-after musician, always busy, always working, always serving God. And he is also the founder of the Infinite Vision Incorporated, and it's a company committed to what he does best, spreading the word of God. He's the president and the CEO of Eagle Vision Entertainment, and that's a production company and a promotional company. We're glad he is with us today, mighty, awesome, anointed, appointed man of God. Are you there, Pastor Chuck?
I am. Good morning. Good morning, my sister.
Good morning, sir. It's all yours. God bless you.
Thank you so very much. I appreciate you, and it's great to hear your voice. And again, just seeing everyone who serves so diligently in ministry, who are so faithful and committed to what it is that God has assigned them to do in this season and in this time. In particular, I pay extreme honor and homage to Pastor Dr. Vanessa and Pastor Dr. P.K. Roberts, these two mighty women of God who have done so much, been so instrumental in my life and in my ministry. I appreciate God for the two of you. I want to go ahead and get right. Well, let me apologize for last week as well. Had some things that popped up, but we praise God for victory and for allowing us to just be able to be on the line on today. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 is where I want to read. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, I'm going to read verses 1 through 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. Reading out of the New Living Translation. Reads a little different from the King James Version, but it is still the same word of God. And it reads, are we beginning to praise ourselves again? Are we like others who need to bring you letters of recommendation or who ask you to write such letters on their behalf? Surely not. The only letter of recommendation we need is you yourselves. Your lives are a letter written in our hearts. Everyone can read it and recognize our good work among you. Clearly, you are a letter from Christ showing the result of our ministry among you. This letter is written not with pen and ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. It is carved not on tablets of stone, but on human hearts. For the next few moments, I would like to minister from this subject. Let God write your life. Let God write your life. Let him, W-R-I-T-E, write your life. I want to share, I believe, a very important statement that is bold in this scope. And here it is. Unless your life represents the plan that God wrote for you, your life is in vain. Unless your life represents the plan that God wrote for you, your life is in vain. Let me state it another way. Until you surrender to God's plan and will for your life, you will never experience the best life that God intended for you to have. Purpose is key to having you tap into the God kind of life. Purpose, the reason why you exist, the intent God had for you before the foundations of the world. Without purpose, you wander around confused, surrendering to the winds of life. Whichever way the wind blows today, that's the way you go. If it blows to the left, you go to the left. If it blows to the right, you go to the right. Your emotions are dictated by the external elements of your life, leaving you empty internally because you had no direction from within. Purpose gives you an edge over others who seem to merely exist. How can you thrive if you only focused on existing? How can you achieve success if your only purpose is to get through that day? How can you enjoy life if you miss the purpose of today by solely focusing on tomorrow? If you arrive to your job and the first thing that crosses your mind is you can't wait to get home, then you're either on the wrong job or you're lacking purpose. It means that you're on a job that you can't stand and that job is only there to pay your bills, or you're missing the vital purpose that will spark excitement for being there. Don't get me wrong. Nobody always loves being at work. I don't care if you work for somebody else or yourself. There are days you just don't want to go in. There are seasons that you just don't like. Purpose, however, fuels you to push past your feelings and tap into something deeper, something greater, something more powerful. I've been sharing on how God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. And he does not write chaos into our lives. The question that continually reoccurs in those particular lessons on order is this: if God has not written the chaos into my life, then who's writing it? If God is not writing the drama, if he's not writing the confusion and the pain into my life, then who is it that is writing and authoring those things into my existence? The second question that follows the first has to be this. If he has not written confusion into my life, but he is the author and finisher of my faith, then what is it that God has written into my life? That's the focus on today. Let God write your life. A few months ago, I believe it was in April or May, I had the privilege of escorting my daughter, Christina, into a ceremony for Dollar for Scholar. And this was given to students who excel academically, and for the past 2 years, she had been the only student to have all A's in her school, in the entire middle school. She was the only student who had all A's. And while there, the gentleman over the program quoted a story that he read online. It blessed me to the extent that I wrote down those principles, and I want to share those things with you today. It came from a pencil maker, the individual who creates this instrument of writing. Before he places the pencils into the box to be used, the pencil maker tells the pencil five important lessons that he wants to illustrate. He illustrates those things to us, and I believe that this is what God does for us when we allow him to write in our lives. First thing is this: everything you do will always leave a mark. Everything you do will always leave a mark. Every action you take is leaving a footprint on the earth. Every person you go off on is leaving a mark. Every person you tell off is leaving some residue behind. Every person, every individual you tell about themselves, right, leaves an imprint on them and those who witness it. Simply put, your actions impact your environment. This includes inaction. If you do nothing, it is also leaving a mark. It's leaving a legacy of nothing. I remember when Prince died, one of my musical heroes, and many people couldn't understand why it really dealt with me. It broke me up. But you have to understand that music is a vital part of my life. I breathe it. I'm consumed by it. I hear sounds in everything. Even as a child, while sitting in the back of the car, my siblings and I would make beats out of everything, the rhythm of the windshield wipers going back and forth, wiping the water from the windshield, the sound of the turning signal, the bumps on the road. Each of these had a rhythmic pattern that I could hear musically. And then I witnessed several people whose impact on my life is consistent until this day. And I understand a lot of y'all on the line may be too deep to admit that you listen to anything but gospel music, but hey, this about me. I remember hearing the opening line of Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, and it got my feet to moving. Or I would hear the beautiful melodic piano on There's a Ribbon in the Sky and Saving All My Love for You and A House Is Not a Home by Luther. These people left a mark in my life. I love sports. You couldn't stop me from playing out, being outside every single day as a kid and even as a young adult playing football or basketball. And I mean every day. So when I witnessed the greatness of a Walter Payton or Magic Johnson or Michael Jordan, the mark was left on my life. Another thing that I do is I read incessantly. I'm always reading. Certain books grabbed me throughout my life and left marks in my life. Y'all know what I'm talking about. There are some movies that you enjoyed, but then there are other movies that left marks on you because they touched you in a deeper way. Here's the thing. The mark that they left had nothing to do with the spiritual status of the person. And to be honest, we need to stop judging folk anyway because we don't know how they are with God. That the mark had to do with them tapping into their purpose and leaving a legacy of greatness that impacted our lives. I don't know any of those individuals I named, and with the exception of Stevie Wonder, have never met any of them. But that had nothing to do with the mark that was left behind. Here's the question. What marks are you leaving? Are you writing peace or chaos in the lives of others? Are you writing healing or pain? Are you writing encouragement or discouragement? Are you helping them or hurting them? How do people feel when they leave your presence? Because you're leaving a mark on the earth and you're leaving a mark in their lives. Now, the external covering of the pencil is not what's vital. I'm sorry, the external covering is not what's vital to it. It can't be defined by its age or its color or its sex or its race or its title or its position or its background or history. The pencil's worth is simply designed by what's inside of it. The internal is more essential than the external. And this leads me to number two. What's most important is what's inside of you. What's most important is what's inside of you. Yeah, it's what's inside of you. And the scripture that we read earlier, verse 3 of 2 Corinthians chapter 3, it states it this way. Pardon me. that clearly you are a letter from Christ showing the result of our ministry among you. This letter is written not with pen and ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. It is carved not on tablets of stone, but on human hearts. This principle is for those of you who have been affected by what people think about you. You've allowed other people's opinions of how you look affect you, and weight loss or weight gain, brand of clothes, residence, what you drive, how much money you make, what you do for a living. None of these things define who you are. Stop thinking that you're a failure because you're not making six figures. You're more than the money that you make. Stop thinking that you're a failure because your children didn't turn out how you wanted them to. You're more than the decisions of your kids. Stop thinking that you're worthless because your relationships have not lasted to this day. You are more than your relationship status. What's most important is what's on the inside of you. What's on the inside of you is much more important than what's on the outside. That's why the Bible states it this way: greater is he who is in me. Greater is he who's in me than he who is in the world. Why are you allowing the devil and everybody else to diminish who you are, to diminish your greatness? If the greater one is inside of you, then it doesn't matter what you look like on the outside. The outside does not define you. What's inside of you does. I have a great mind. I have a great voice. I have great vision. I have great intuition. I have great purpose. I have great love. I have great understanding. In fact, there's more to me than you can see right now. If all you can see are these roles and stretch marks, and you're going to miss out on the greatest wife you could ever ask for. If all you can see is this measly paycheck I'm making right now, then you're going to miss out on the greatest provider you could ever pray for. If all you can see is what's on my resume, then you're going to miss out on the greatest employee you've ever had. This more to me than what you can see. My heart shows who I am. God judges me by my heart. God looks at my heart. So what's in me is more important to God than what's on me. And so that's the way that we are supposed to think as well. Whoever it was that first came up with the pencil was probably excited about its purpose and intent. They probably relished at their invention. They probably marveled at this tool that they made. In my mind, they went to writing, and they began to sketching and drawing, and then they realized that something was lacking in what they created. Because as they wrote, if they mistakenly penned the wrong word or letter, it was there forever. As they drew, if something was out of place or wrong, the mistake was there forever. So somebody came up with this companion tool for the pencil called the eraser. And I don't know about you, but I thank God for the eraser because it allows me to correct what I messed up. Here's number three. You can always correct the mistakes you make. You can always correct the mistakes you make. 1 John 1:9 says that if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The scripture we read lets me know that no matter what I've done, God has given me an eraser. I can always begin again. There was a moment when man didn't have this type of access. After Adam's mistake, after Adam's sin, we were unable to undo whatever mistakes we made. They offered goats, but it wasn't enough. They offered sheep, but it wasn't enough. They offered doves and rams and bullocks, but none of those offerings were enough to make the past go away. But then God sent down a companion to the pencil in the person of Jesus Christ. Now we have access to forgiveness like we never had before. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Now I don't have to worry about missing the mark because I have an eraser. I don't have to worry about being cast out or being a castaway because I have an eraser. I don't have to worry about being thrown away because I have an eraser. And here's the thing. There are consequences to sin, right? The mark was there. The imprint was there. In fact, sometimes it's so deep and so rooted until it leaves proof that it was once there. But thanks be to God that no matter what, the blood of Christ wipes away all of our sins. We are able to live life without worry of guilt or condemnation because God provided the remedy to our mistakes, the eraser. And that sense of there's something every believer has to go, every believer has to go through that doesn't feel good. It's painful, but it's necessary. It's uncomfortable, but it's necessary. And here's number four. Number four, in life, you will undergo painful sharpening that will only make you better. In life, you will undergo painful sharpening that will only make you better. The Bible often talks about being tried with fire and being tried in the fire. Fire exposes what's inside. It removes the residue that's covering the treasure. It reveals the gold. It reveals the diamond and the ruby and the other precious stones. But you have to understand that fire is part of growth. My son called me a while ago, and in our conversation, he told me that he had been in pain around his knees. And I asked him, son, have you injured your knees? Did you, you know, you play ball? Did you sprain them? His response was that he went to the trainers and specialists, and they revealed to him that he was growing again. Oh, God. He was experiencing growing pains. And as children of God, we are going to go through things that don't feel good, but they're maturing us in him. He allows life to sharpen us. Yeah, it's easy to be the one doing the sharpening. It's easy to just put it in the sharpener and go about our business. But for the pencil, it is always painful. The pain results from the grinding away of what's no longer useful. It happens as a result of us being used so much until you think you have nothing left. And right when you think you have no more love to give, God gets the sharpening, and he reveals that there is more left in the tank. And so he grinds and he grinds and he grinds until more lead appears. And he pushes past what you used to use. And he grinds past how you used to do things and exposes a new way of writing. This reveals something to me. When you sharpen a pencil, it gives you new lead to be able to write something new. Excuse me. This was what the Lord gave me. For those of you who are at the point where you're ready to stop walking in your purpose, new lead for a new chapter. I'm going to say that again, new lead for a new chapter. This new chapter that he's causing you to write is going to take new lead. It's going to take a new spirit. It's going to take a new attitude and mentality and process and strategy. What you used before is gone. It's no longer useful. So he sharpens you to reveal the new. It doesn't feel good, but after it's done sharpening me, I'm a better me. It makes me better. I don't like it, but I'm better. It's painful, but I'm better. It's embarrassing, but I'm better. Anybody grateful that the Lord won't leave you dull, but he will sharpen you to greatness. He'll sharpen you to excellence. He'll sharpen you to success. He'll sharpen you to the next level. Let me just say this. Let me just say this, I'm done. Number five, to be the best pencil, you must allow yourself to be held and guided by the hand that holds you. To be the best pencil, you must allow yourself to be held and guided by the hand that holds you. I don't have to even stay here long. A pencil is only as good as the writer. You can have all the tools you want, but if the author is terrible, then what's written is terrible. If the author has no knowledge or wisdom, then you can't expect wisdom or knowledge to be enshrined onto the page. That simply means that whoever is writing must have something in him or in her, because the pencil is nothing without the writer. And so Paul says that, as I close, that we are a letter from Christ, not written with ink, but by the Spirit of God. Let me tell you who's writing your life: the true and living God, who knows all things, the omnipotent one, the omniscient one, who knows the end from the beginning. He started your story with victory. That's how awesome the writer is. Y'all missed it. He started with your victory. He didn't start with your trouble. He started with your breakthrough. He didn't start with your problem. He started with your solution. He didn't start with your sickness. He started with your healing. He didn't start with your pain. He started with your relief. That's who's writing your story. That's who's scribing your life. That's who's penning your biography right now. He wrote your destiny. He wrote your promise. He wrote your prophecy. He wrote your achievements. But here's the thing. You have to let him write your life. You have to let him write your life. And I remember one time, you know, helping my son write his name, and I had my hand over his hand and was trying to show him the mechanics of writing, but I noticed that it wasn't coming out right. It was messed up, because as I tried to get him to move this way, he moved the other way, and as I tried to get him to curve, he was trying to write straight. It was a mess, not because I didn't know what I was doing. It was a disaster because he would not relent and allow me to guide him. You got to let God do what he wants to do in your life. The more resistant the pencil is, the less effective the author. God is trying to write greatness in your life, but if you keep resisting him, you're going to end up with a mess. God, let me just turn this over. I'm sorry that I went over my time. God bless you. I pray that you were blessed by this word on this morning. We love you with God's love. Be blessed.
Glory to God. Thank you so much, Pastor Chuck, for that powerful word. I will be calling you back after we go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, and we thank you for this awesome word, Father. Thank you for writing our lives, Lord. Thank you so much for Teresa Stewart and also for our Platinum President, Robert Jackson, because you have written their lives. You continue to write their lives. And we know that you're keeping both of them, Father, all of their family members, during this time. And Aunt Hazel has transitioned home in the Stewart family, and Platinum President Robert Jackson's grandma was buried on Saturday. So thank you for being the God of peace. Thank you for being their comforter in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, family, if you would love to hear this message again, and I know you do, the playback number is 712-432-1085, PIN code 957-677-POUND. The new motivational call number is 712-770-4005. The PIN code for that call is 294-617-POUND. Today is Thursday. It's Testimony Thursdays. It is also the end of the month tonight for you. Don't forget about our extravaganza, which is being held February 17th through the 19th in Los Angeles, California. More information to follow. And again, the Dallas team has invited you to go to the Diabetes Awareness, which is being held on November 5th at 10 through 11:30. RSVP number 972-672-0009. It's being held at 9304 Forest Lane in Dallas, Texas. We love you, Pastor Chuck. What an awesome, awesome message. Please come forward and give us our daily benediction.
Father, we're grateful so very much. We're so phenomenally humbled by what it is that you've done in our lives. I ask, Father, that you will bless me, bless us, bless our lives, bless our families, bless our minds, bless our day. Go throughout our day and open up our hearts to be able to receive what it is that you have for us on today. Keep us in your care. Protect us as we go to work, as we go to school, as we go throughout this day. Keep us in your care. Protect us. Cover us with your love and cover us with your blood. We give you the glory that this will be a day of victory, a day of awesome testimony, and we give you the glory for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless each and every one of you.